So kuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Siyahlangana kwezekuseni mthwakazi ngomvulo mhlaka 25 kumabasa 2022 igama nguNtungameli Nkomo nanzi ezihamba phambili. Intengo yamafutha ezimota isikhwelile. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wenzela amhlophe usowabo weleFrance umnumzana Emmanuel Macron kulandela ukunqoba kwakhe kukhetho olwenziwe izolo. Umbukiso walonyaka wezamabhizimusi oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair uyaqala kusasa. Abanye besithi awusoze ulethe umahluko kwezenotho. Zonke lezindaba lezinye ziyalandela. Intengo yamafutha ezimota isikhwelile ngemva kokwehla kancane ngenyanga edluleyo. Ugatsha lwe-Energy Regulatory Authority lwazise ukuthi kusukela namuhla ilitha yedizili isithengiswa nge-$1.71 isuka ku-$1.60 okutsho ukuthi ikhwele nge-$0.11. Ilitha yepetulo yona ikhwele isuka ku-$1.59 ngemali yeMelika njalo yaya ku-$1.63. Abacubungula ezenotho bathi ukukhwela kwamafutha lokhu kulakho ukubangela ukukhuphuka kwentengo yezinto ezitolo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usenzele usowabo weleFrance umnumzana Emmanuel Macron amhlophe kulandela ukunqoba kwakhe kukhetho olwenziwe izolo. UMacron unqobe ngemiklomelo engamachumi amahlano lasishiyangalombili ekhulwini 58%, kwathi obencintisana laye unkosikazi Marine Le Pen wathola engamachumi amane lanye ekhulwini i-41.4%. Umbiko awethule enkundleni yeTwitter uMnangagwa uchaze uMacron njengomngane wakhe. Uthe njalo ubona kulokukhazimula kubudlelwano beZimbabwe leFrance. Sixoxe lengcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Efidlela Ncube.
Lanxa ngingazi ukuthi bangabangane kumba sobangane, kodwa okuqakathekileyo ukuthi ubefanele ukuthi yena akhalele ukuthi hayi ngiyakuhalalisela umnumzana Macron, bengicela njalo ukuthi uzongincedisa eZimbabwe sibe lokhetho olukhululekileyo oluhambisana leconstitution yeZimbabwe. Kuyangehlula ukubamba ukhetho olukhululekileyo, kuyangehlula ukuthi amabandla aphikisayo akhululeke, akhankase engavinjelwanga, kuyangehlula ukuthi amapholisa angathatha uhlangothi, izekho ingathatha uhlangothi, kuyangehlula ukuthi abantu abangaphandle bavote. Bayavota phela kulawo mazwe abahalaliselayo laba abangaphandle, ngakho befanele acele ukuthi azoncediswa ukuze kube lokhetho olukhululekileyo eZimbabwe.
Uthi uMongameli Mnangagwa ikusasa lobudlelwano beZimbabwe leFrance liyakhazimula. Ungabe ukubona lawe ngaleyo ndlela?
Ubudlelwane ngeke buqine nxa iZimbabwe ingahloniphi umthetho wayo, umthetho weZimbabwe, ingahloniphi amalungelo abantu beZimbabwe, ma-citizens eZimbabwe. I-EU, iFrance, o-UK, o-US, into abakhuluma ngayo inye nje kuphela. Bathi Zimbabwe, government yeZimbabwe, President Mnangagwa le government yakho, hloniphani umthetho weZimbabwe, hloniphani amalungelo abantu beZimbabwe, hloniphani impilo yabantu beZimbabwe, yibani lokhetho olukhululekileyo. Landelani umthetho. Kambe umuntu okuncenga kangako ekuncengela ukuthi kube kuhle kwelakho ilizwe uyabulwelani laye? Angeke buqine ubudlelwano okungazange kwenziwa lokho okufunwa yiconstitution yeZimbabwe. Labo laba abangaphandle bathi kakwenziwa, kababuyi lezinto ezingaphandle kweconstitution yeZimbabwe. Bathi landelani iconstitution yeZimbabwe kuphela nje.
Uhulumende kaMnangagwa ungathi uya kulungisa yini konke okwathiwa kumela kulungise ngamazwe afana leFrance akuEuropean Union kanye laboMelika ukuze kulungiswe ubudlelwano phakathi kweZimbabwe ilalawa mazwe.
Akula manyathelo uhulumende athathayo ukuletha inguquko eziza kwenza ukuthi izwe leZimbabwe libe lobudlelwano obuhle lamazwe omhlaba. Lokhe lidonse ngaliyandlela ngaliyagiya esikhathi sikaMgabe yokungahlonipha amalungelo abantu yokuvimbela amaqembu aphikisayo ukuthi akhankase ekhululekile eyokuzama ukucitsha kuphele inhlanganiso ezizimele esithi ngama-NGOs ukuvimbela abantu inkululeko yokuhlangana yokukhuluma yokuvimbela imisakazo ukuthi bengekhululekileyo. Sibona kuloko kuqhubeka ukusebenza iZBC kunye lamaphepha kahulumende sengathi aluhlangothi lweZANPF. Le ngatha zikahulumende ngokuhlokahlukeneyo zisetshenziswa sengathi ngezeZANPF. Yilokho nje amazwe omhlabathi kakwenzi akulungiswe, kodwa kasiboni manyathelo athathwayo ukuthi kuguquke khona lokho. Ngakho ukubudlelwana soze bulunge noma ikanjani.
Umnumzana efihlela Ncube ingcwethi kwezombusazwe. Sixoxe njalo lelunga leZanu PF umnumzana Belief Gawule.
Ukutshayela ihlombe okwenziwe ngumongameli welizwe etshayela upresident weFrance ngokunqoba akwenzileyo ekhethweni kuyinto eqondileyo njalo kuyinto enhle, ikakhulu kuzinkokheli ezikhangelele ukuthi zisebenze basebenze bonke bekhangela ubudlelwano bamazwe abo. Kuyikungezelela kunokutshiwo ngumongameli ukuthi ukhangelele ukuthi amazwe la ayevale nyango evalele iZimbabwe ivuleke kuyindlela yokukhulumisana enhle njalo yokubuyisana ikakhulu emazweni la evele silahlile. Kuyinto enhle ukuthi iyenzakale ngalolo hlobo ukuthi umongameli ethe khangelela bona abantu abayibo abangamenzeli kuhle abamfisela ukubi ababona ukuthi kalwi labo, kodwa ke udinga ukuthi babe yingxenye ukuthi besebenze ndawonye ngoba singeke sizimele sisodwa siyiZimbabwe.
Umongameli Mnangagwa uchaze uMacron njengomngane wakhe, kodwa bakhona abamhlekayo abathi uzisikela ehwahweni lapha ngoba akula budlelwano kumbe ubungane obukhona phakathi kwakhe lo mongameli weFrance.
Abathi akula budlelwane phakathi kukaMacron lo President Mnangagwa abalaqiniso. Iqiniso yileli, ubudlelwano obukhulu bukhona phakathi kwelizwe leFrance leZimbabwe. Ubudlelwano lobu babankomo ngemva kokuthi uPresident senanzelele ukuthi amazwe la aflathela iZimbabwe avala iminyango yayo, uMnangagwa wathumela izikhonzi zakhe kiyo wonke amazwe lana ikakhulu kuma European EU countries, wathumela izikhonzi zakhe ukuthi ziyekhulumisana lawo kubuyele njengayizolo kube kudlelwane. Ngokunjalo sibonile kakhulu ukuthi France iyenze kuhle, yaye responda kuhle kuhle kakhulu ngoba emkhosini ka September 2021 uambassador weFrance wabakhona kukhomishinwa ilozeni plant liyana ye 3 million reconditioning ye Setco plant yenziwayo iFrance yayimele ngambassador wayo. Ngokunjalo kuyatshengisa ukuthi uambassador yena yedwa kahamba emkhosini enjengalala, ngokuambassador vele umela yena umongameli welizwe. Ikubona kwamanye amazwe ukuthiwa uambassador kuthiwa his excellence uyabe vele kunguye yena. So uMacron wayemelwe nguambassador, uambassador kwaba khona, kodwa amanye ama-ambassadors la ama-EU countries ayengekho. Kwazokuthi futhi eZimbabwe, uGreat Zimbabwe ngale ngomkhosini owawukhona ngo-May ngo-2021 ulokuze u-ambassador weFrance waba khona njalo futhi. Ngokunjalo konke khona kuyatshengisa ukuthi upresident weFrance uMacron ubesevulile amasango, wasivulela ukuthi sikhulumisane laye sidale njalo ubudlelwane obungasincedisa siya phambili njengamazwe omabili.
Uthi njalo uMnangagwa ubona ubudlelwano obuhle kuyiwa phambili phakathi kweZimbabwe leFrance, kodwa abanye bathi kumnyama phambili. Uthi ningalokho?
Nxa sikhangela iFrance khonokho sengike ngakubeka ukuthi iFrance ikhanya ukwenza kwayo akufani la kwamanye amazwe la ama European countries. Ama countries amanye ngale emkhosini nale kade ngiyibala lokuzimiseleni ukuthi bancedise ilizwe lethu leZimbabwe kabakho asibaboni kodwa sibona ngemva kokuthi uMnangagwa wasethumela izikhonzi zakhe zaborder iuhlelo lwaluphedwe ngumoyi owayephethe ugatsha lwe Foreign Affairs uSibusiso Moyo waba le engagement re-engagement exercise eyaqhutshwayo ilizwe lethu leZimbabwe ngumongameli isungulwe ngumongameli welizwe ukuthi kukhulunyiswane namazwe nanga siyabona amazwe nje ilizwe leFrance ngemva kokhonoko liqala ukuthumela izikhonzi zalo emkhosini emkhulu enjengayena le engiyibalileyo embililwane wesethu gola lona weGreat Zimbabwe oku akade kungasayenzakali osokusenzakala kusho ukuthi sikhangeleleke ukuthi ngokunjalo kutsho ngumongameli ukuthi sikhangelele ukuthi ubudlelwane lobu bukhule futhi busiyaphambili lanxa nje amazwe amanye khona ngale ku-EU iyo abamazwe njengaboFrance yaza sincedisa futhi ukuthi athungulule amafindo labotshwe yi-EU.
Umnumzana Belief Kaule lilunga lezanu PF. Kusenjalo umongameli weMelika umnumzana Joe Biden laye utshayele uMacron ihlombe ngokunqoba kukhetho lwayizolo esithi ukhangelele ukuqhubeka exhasana laye kunhlelo zokusekela ele Ukraine lona eliphakathi kokuhlaselwa ngele Russia. Uthe bazaqhubeka besebenza ndawonye njalo ekuvikeleni umbuso okhululekileyo emhlabeni jikelele kanye lokulwisana lokuguquka komkhathi. Uyaqala kusasa umbukiso walonyaka wezamabhizimusi oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair kobulawayo. Lumbukiso ubukhangelelwe ukuvulwa ngumongameli wele Kenya umnumzana Uhuru Kenyatta kodwa akaseyi kwenelisa kulandela ukubhubha kwaye ngumongameli walelo lizwe umnumzana Mwai Kibaki. Iphephandaba leChronicle lithi kulamankampani avela emazweni alitshumilane 14 azaphatheka kulumbukiso wona oza ngesikhathi umnotho weZimbabwe uqhubeka usadalala. Sixoxele ngcwethi kwezenotho umnumzana Regishoko.
Amakampani avela kwamanye amazwe abuya eZimbabwe International Trade Fair aloke siya esiwa malutshwane okuyikho kuyenzayo kuthengiselana lokulobelana kwamabhizimusi kube kulutshwane. Funa kusenza i-trade fair kuye siba yinto nje ukuthi siyahlanganisa amakampani nganazelela isikhathi eziningi izitende ezinkulu ziyabe zithethwe ngezihlanganiso zikahulumende nezinye ezisebenzisana lohulumende lokampani kahulumende. Kungula makampani amalutshwane kakhulu aphakathi kwezomnotho angabe esenza into ze-trade fair. Ungakhangela ukuthi umnotho uthume kanjani njalo lokuma kumnotho nje jikelele kwenza into ezinjabo zimbabwe international trade fair izitizi zifuze zibe zidinga izindlela loba amaqhinga okutshintsha indlela ebuthanisa abantu loba uhuga abantu ukuze kube lempumela kumabhizimusi ikakhulu nxa umhlaba umnotho wezimbabwe ungathuthuki lokho ume wandawo njengalokhu sikubonayo phakathi kweminyaka eminingi ethize edlulayo. Kuza kwazima ukubana kube la mabhizimusi esithi meaningful transactions or business eZimbabwe International Trade Fair nxa singaqhubeka sibona senza izinto njengoba zidlale zisenziwa. Kuyikubana ingane ngumbuthano nje ofuze ubuthane ngazonke isikhathi ngalesi sikhathi somnyaka.
Sibona ukubana sokuqhamuke ukukhulumisana kubi phakathi kuka sibalukhulu we Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe ubaba John Mangutsha labo somabhizimusi abaphansi kwenhlanganiso ye Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries. Yona esola uhulumende isithi akaluphathi kuhle udaba lomnotho okuyinto ecunule uMangutsha othi osomabhizimusi laba balahlekile kakhulu. Ulubona njani lolo daba?
Ngasikhangele ikakhulu ngozomnotho weZimbabwe lokhu kuhlala kukhona ungathembani phakathi kwamazwe omabhizimusi nalebhanga elikhulu leZimbabwe sokule minyaka edlula elishumi kunjalo. Kodwa okunye kuvela kokubana thina njengabo somabhizimusi abaningi bethu bangamaqili loba sithi abathembakalanga njengalokhu ababe sithi i-reserve bank ayithembakalanga layo. Ungakunazelela ukubana even amakampani atholayo nale mali ku-auction encane abayitholayo intengo abathengisa ngazo azitshengisi ukuthi bathola imali echipileyo. Ungawunanzelela njalo uzwe ulandelele uzabona khona amakampani athatha imali ku-auction angayithenga lutho bandle kwelizwe afike athengise nje imali yona bengaphenduka azothenga yinye ethengisa nje kube ngumsebenzi wokuthengisa imali. So kwele Zimbabwe into eqakathekileyo ukutshintsha i-mindset abantu kuye kuqakatheka ukuthi nxa kusetshenzwa kusetshenzwe ngoba la industry kathe silazo izigilikwixi ezenza khonoko abantu uhulumende uyakwenza ngoba bacabanga ukuthi bayakwenza kodwa la uhulumende siyasikhangelela ukuthi angangeni kakhulu esithi too much interference kuma-market forces kufuze awavumele nje ama-market forces kodwa wagayide engangeneli ukuthi uyabe sebuya ngani i-authority. Sikhangele kweli governor uMagunja indaba ye-foreign currency ingani simehlule ukuthi ayibambe ngendlela ngoba lona i-auction ibisebenza kuhle kodwa isiqedwe i-confidence ngokudileya ukubhadala loba ingayenza ama-location ukwenza amabhizimusi bebe lidinga ama-alternative and alternative i-black market njalo kube sokungabi lokuthembana ngokhayana abaye bayithola ngaso zonke isikhathi beyifuna abanye bayithola ngudla abanye bayithola ngokwazubana yiko kungani kwenza into zihluphe konoko.
Umnumzana Reggie Shoko yingcwethi kwezenotho. Selikubonile na okusemaphephandabeni. INews Day ivika ukuba inhlanganiso ye-Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries isixwayise ukuthi umnotho uzabhidlika uguqe ngamadolo nxa uhulumende engaqhubeka ebamba osomabhizimusi ngamandla ukuthi basebenzise idola lakuleli. Ikroniko ithi isabelo seMathebeleland silakho ukulahlekelwa ngama-constituencies amahlanu ngoba bebalutshwana abantu asebebhalisele ukuvota. Sokuyisikhathi sembiko yenu.
Sanibonani Studio 7 ninjani? Hayi siyacela nisize lapho nisifake emsakazweni ngalento yenzakala lapha eSouth Africa ama-agenti sokunama-agenti asuka ethumbe abantu ke siyacela ukuthi nizame ukuthi lolu daba lilofake emoyeni impela ligcwale yonke indawo ngoba abantu besimame bayaphela lapha eSouth Africa ngendaba yokuthunjwa ngendaba yemsebenzi ikakhulu sikhala ngalabo bakithi ngoba yibo abastranded kakhulu siyacela kakhulu nizame ukuthi nifake le ndaba emoyeni abantu bonke bayizwe nala manamba la wena wabonayo yiwa manamba abatshontsha ngawo abantu nabantu abaningi abazi ukuthi kwenzakalani. Ngiyabonga. Igama nguVusimuzi Ndlovu.
Sanibonani Studio 7 ngikhulumayo Lucas Ngwenya from Plant. Ndokuzwa nje sometimes ama-interview wenu the interview abantu bezana ngikhuluma nje ngento zesizwe ukuthi ilizwe abantu baphatheka kanjani kanjalo nje. So ngiyathanda always kulandela ilo kunjanini yena but hey into ebuhlungu ukuthi abantu bezano aba-understand ukuthi abantu behlupheka bagcwele indawo zonke. Njengamanje mina ndaye South Africa, impilo yaseSouth Africa lempilo yaseZimbabwe idifa noma sisho ukuthi i-corruption lana eSouth ikhona but ingcono ayifani yasezini. Yasezini i-serious because abantu bezano noma benze corruption abatshelani noma benze into embi abanasikhathi yabo noma bangazi bebulala umuntu ewani abakubona ukuthi umuntu uyayibona le nto le lazi kunzima lapha kunzima kakhulu.
Ngiyalibingelela umsakazi we-Studio 7 basakazi bonke nabalaleli be-Studio 7 basakazi fani sisakazele izindaba ezinhle, izindaba ezimnandi, izindaba zeqiniso. Siyezwa namhlanje ukuthi kwenzekani ezweni singaphandle silami sisebenzela elizweni lase-South. Ngilanga eMpumalanga. Ngiyezwa ukuthi kwenzekani emhlabeni, siyabona ukuthi kwenzekani ngendaba yeGugula le. Kahle kahle kunebhulu elalihlala lapho ezime, bayithathela iplazi, bayithathela iy'nkomo, bayithathela everything enaninakho. Kahle kahle lithathelwa ngabantu bezanu. Manje kuhlupheka thina abantu besingcebeleni, abantu bakamthwakazi, singazange azange sizidle nalezo zinkomo, azange sihlale nakuleyo ndlu abamthathela yona. Manje namhlanje ngiye sisapota i-operation Gugula leyo ukuthi ishaye ixoshe abantu, bethe abantu lelo bhulu lelo. Yabona iy'thombe zakhona sinazo, siyathumelana ngokunjalo ngokunjalo. Okay, okhulumayo ubahlangene umzuri kamazi umtakadibe emngcebeni egwandani esigodini. Ngiyabonga ngikholele okhulumayo.
Studio 7, Studio 7, mlapona na Mose, mlapona na Mkoma Jonga, Blessing, Mkoma Jonga, mlapona na Monko, Mkoma Wande Monke, mlapona na Wameriko, Ashe Tri-Ride, Uri Wambola, Crispin Bean, you will be out to Mutu Guzis, Yachitongi, Chibangwa, Babo, Amba Chitonga, Tushiba Chitonga, Shi, Tulapona, Tipona Logo, Dongampona, Mlena, Itira Lumba, Tri Wambos, Yavamwe, Zuma Valego Muso, over Chilim Koka, over Jimmy, Abamu in the Tiri Wambos, Yabonke, Valego Muso, Tiri Wati, Tianautimu, Voto, 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 Tianautimu, Voto, Voto, Tatiani Miri Jonga, Ganauga Taz, Yanaganautin, special. Batonga zita tukope uparamendo te anda uti muvote jimuchini mula janate zita zoba kwa uparamendo kuhu tine wambu ya machifesu wamukoga wamusala tine kwa wambu ya stere kuhu kwa kumisogo muti guzi ziodi nda wabatongo muta wambu lipi wambu la mshowa wambandu talomba ule wambu la ngubeni krispi uzwa umambano
Studio 7 ngiyabingelela ngithanda ukuphawula kancane lapha ngabantu baseZimbabwe abantu bakithi abahlala la eSouth Africa mina ngithanda ukubabonisa khona ukuthi abantu bakithi indawo yokuqasha ayisekho bakithi ayisekho kanjalo akusela ukuthi singathini inzondo esiningi lapha eSouth Africa into ekhona ukuthi sizivuyelele ekhaya nje siyozamana ukulungisa ilizwe lethu sibona ukuthi sizolungisa kanjani ngoba nje ma singayenzanga le nto ngicabanga ukuthi kuzoba nzima abantu ngeke beze bephile kahle lapho eSouth Africa ma ngibhekile manje ngoba ma ngibhekile nabanye kukhona nje abanye asebe-retrenchwa ngabelungu for no reason so izinto sezijidile umuntu osekhaya ucabanga ukuza ngapha ngicabanga ukuthi malazihlalele khona le silinde lo 2023 ozayo silungise lizwe yabonga
Sanibonani bantu bakithi linjani ngezindawo. Hayi mina ngisazibuza ngempela umbuzo ongena mpendulo ngabantu bezana uPF laba abahlala bekhuluma amanga okuza namalanga. Kambe kule 42 years lezi izana uPF iyenzeni? Izana uPF nje into ongathi ukuthi izana uPF iyenze lokhu yikuphi? Namanje lokho beqhubeka betshela abantu amanga. Bethi bazoyizalela. Isikhathi sonke bebekuphi bengayenzi. Why bengayenzi kungakavutwa? Bezoqala betshela abantu amanga. Why bengayenzi manje kungakavutwa? These terms of zonke lezi ezikhulumeza lokhu kube ngakho ukukhuluma kanje umuntu omutsha ongakangena power kube ngase yasho ukuthi hayi lo muntu asikaze simbone nodwa mina ngakho lapho laba ngicabanga ukuthi ukho umuntu impela ongatshona esazinikeza ithemba kuzana kuye kanti uyabe efuna ukubonani lo muntu entsha angakaze ayibone manje abantu basemlilweni abantu bajuti wonke umuntu uthwele izinto abantu bagcwele amazwe abantu basekuhluphekeni hawo bana abahlala bekhuluma amangaba lawo kambe into abazayitshintsha mpela beyenze entsha abantu abangakaze beyibone yini Ilizwe liphelile nanti yalifile. Feel iZimbabwe iphelile. Inawo izana ukufika. Into entsha ngempela abantu abayilindile ukuthi bebazoyibona yini kahle kahle. Izana ukufika vele ngeke ijitshe. Izana ukufika ngeke yafa yali vese bizwe.
Labo bekungabalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo ngeWhatsApp. Lawe mlaleli uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe. I-Voice of America ithi kufe amasotsha kwele mali ayisithupha njalo kwalimala ngamachumi amabili ngemva kokuhlaselwa kwenkamba zawo ngabantu abanakanelwa ukuthi ngabahlamuki besimoslem abedlulise amalawulo. I-AFP ithi ukuhlaselwa kwabokholo lwesimoslem kwele India kuyadlondlobala. Singene kudaba lweMelika. Unobhala obona ngobudlelwano beMelika lamanye amazwe umnumzana Anthony Blinken kanye lonobhala wezomvikela umnumzana Lloyd Austin bethekelele kwele Ukraine izolo ukuyakhulumisana lomongameli walelo lizwe umnumzana Volodymyr Zelensky mayelana ngokuhlaselwa kwelizwe lakhe ngele Russia. Lokhu ngokwakuqala ukuthi iziphathamandla zeMelika ezisezikhundleni zalolu hlonzi ziye kwele Ukraine ngemva kokuhlaselwa kwalo kumpi esaqhubeka. Lanxa imininingwane yalomhlangano ingakavezwa ngokugcweleyo, umongameli Zelensky ubekhangelelwe ukucela uBlinken loAustin ukuthi bakhuthaze uBiden aphe ilizwe lakhe izikhali zokulwisana leRussia. Sixoxele ocubungula izombusazwe umnumzana Tim Moringai.
Umhlangano lo uka Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin lo Secretary of State uBlinken ubuqhakathekile ngoba it's assessing a situation on the ground ukuthi how far has the war gone, i progression le regression, lama realities ukuthi vele inganqobakala yini ilokhu zeni impi yona le between the Russians and the Ukrainians. Sibona ngantwa iRussia pulled out of ama regions amaningi and they're now concentrated in the south, i Donbas, le Luhansk region, gathese ngantwa i Mariupol sebe surroundile, and there's one place ngantwa the war is still going on. So I think ukuhamba kwabo ama Americans Lloyd Austin lo Blinken is to make sure ukuthi i reassurance yes support ya Melika for the sovereignty of Ukraine and ukuba promise the next way forward.
Umongameli weUkraine ukhala ngezikhali uthi iMelika lamazwe akuNATO kumele aphathise ilizwe lakhe ngezikhali ezithize ukuze lenelise ukulwisana leRussia. Ubona ziphuma yini lezo zikhali njengokufisa kwakhe uZelensky?
Izikhali ezicelwa ngumongameli welizwe uVladimir, ngiyabona ngathiwa it's a gradual approach ngoba sesikwazi ukuthi sebenikwe close to $3 billion in support. Sibona lathi ama reports aphumayo kuma Facebook lamanye ama media sites esithi izikhali zangkhona bezingakafiki 2 weeks ago, but kathesi ngathiwa sezifika on the front line. Mina mbona ngathiwa iAmerica layo ukuthi ithumeze izikhali ibikhangela ukuthi akusoze kube njenge-Afghanistan khona abachiya khona izikhali eziningi when the Afghanistani army just yaphongunxibilika without even putting up a fight. So kuyabe sokudangerous ukuthi izikhali ze-America zingafika khona ngale in the future zisetshenziswe against the Americans. So mbona ngathiwa izikhali bazazinikwa but at a gradual phase and assessing ukuthi i-strength ye-Ukraine imekangaphi.
Umnumzana Tim Moringai uhlaziya ezombusazwe. Siziphethe ngebezihamba phambili. Intengo yamafutha ezimota isikhwelile. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usenzele amhlophe usowabo wele France umnumzana Emmanuel Macron kulandela ukunqoba kwakhe kukhetho. Umnangagwa uthi uMacron ngomngane wakhe njalo uthi ubona ukukhazimula kubudlelwano beZimbabwe leFrance. Uyaqala kusasa umbukiso wezamabhizimusi oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair. Abanye besithi awusoze ulete umahluko kwezenotho. Kwanele Mthwakazi likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo-7:30 nam. Asibeni sonke kweze kuseni njalo kusasa ngo-6:30. Yimi uNtungamile Nkomo.